Later, how many times did he wish that suspicion had not entered him? Like poison, it seeped through his heart, paralyzing him, making him see his wife through its dark and vicious colors. He found himself phoning home at odd hours, asking the servants more questions than necessary. As he began to find out how much she vanished, even after the children returned from school, he accosted her. "Where do you go?" "Shopping." "Out with friends?" "Going for ad interviews." "What are these interviews? Who are these friends?" "Are you accusing me of something?" "Should I be?" "Look inside yourself and see." "What does that mean?" "Oh, nothing. Forget it." "Shagu, can't one talk to you anymore? What is making you behave like this?" "I want something else in my life. Can't you understand that? We always meet the same people, talk about the same old things, over and over. It's boring." He stared at her, uncomprehending. He worked hard to give her a good life. She had two lovely children and everything she wanted. Next summer, they would be going to England for the World Cup. How many women had what she did? As he attempted to explain his worldview, Shagun rewarded him with tears and anger. Did he really think it was all about things? Deeply resentful, he left the room. She belittled him. He would like to see how she did without things.